Short week. Got to cram a lot of information real fast to get your body back to 100%, and just try to get as prepared as possible. Obviously, we don't get the amount of practice reps or anything like that, but you just go about it, study, and rely on your training.
Any feeling like you'll be the starter?
I'm going to prepare like it. That's for sure. I'm going to get spend some extra time, learning. Making sure I have everything down, all the little nuances, making sure I have everything down, checks down, everything like that. I'm definitely going to prepare like it, but we'll see.
How much of play calling execution yesterday was you sort of reaching back into your memory bank to figure out what exactly you had to do?
A little bit. I think he definitely wanted to be sure to call plays that I was familiar with, I had run before, and was comfortable with. And, they kind of know things throughout the week of stuff. They always had plans for if something was to happen. So they kind of knew what I was comfortable with, going into the game, and tried to scratch out as much as possible that I didn't feel 100% with.
John Sitton said he thought that you played like you never left. Do you feel like that's
Sitton said that?
Yeah.
I felt comfortable once I got out there. This is a familiar place to me. This was, I've always felt like in the NFL this has been my first home, and it's definitely very comfortable, same coaches, same, a lot of the same players, and, for the most part, same playbook. So, I feel very comfortable with it. And, I think that's definitely helped me, only been here 2 weeks now, has definitely helped me, jump back into it.
Guys, what took some of the responsibility of the false start penalties? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, every quarterback has a little bit different cadence, snap count, and just haven't gotten many reps with these guys. And then, toward the end, we were going in 2 minute. So obviously, Aaron does his snap count a little bit differently, and I probably maybe held it a little too long, and it's just different. And to put all the fault on the offensive line is, it. I think I have to take, most of the credit for that.
How many reps have you gotten with the ones at all in the past 2 weeks before you had to go into that game?
I think I got 4 each week, so I think 8.
It's not a huge basis then to go out there and
execute. No, I mean, not too big, but, I think I've learned in my, history in the NFL, being a backup, I think I've learned to develop what I think is the skill of taking mental reps and still being able to prepare yourself. I watch film. I've been watching Scott out there in practice, and I basically know what to do on all the plays. But there was definitely a couple times yesterday where my brain was scrambling a little bit at the line of scrimmage. So I'm gonna. I got to work hard in the playbook to make sure that doesn't happen this week.
When they told you were going in, was your brain kind of scrambling, just knowing how many limited reps you got?
No, I wasn't really worried about it. I knew that, they would take care of me play call wise and run things I was comfortable with. I was just excited to play. It's a blast every time you go out there, and I was excited for the opportunity, and especially once we started rolling a little bit, it was just. Just out there playing.
Was Mike calling on some 2011 no huddle concepts and things like that in that game? Or?
I don't know conceptually how much it's changed since 2011. But he definitely called plays I was used to. I have experience in a no huddle offense. So mechanically, I think there was a couple of things that can get cleaned up. But mechanically, I felt pretty smooth with it.
Were those plays that had been in the game plan this week, or was he going off book a little bit yesterday?
No, those are all game plan plays.
Mm-hmm. So some warm and fuzzy memories against playing against the Lions. Can you draw on that at all? I guess from your last start against them.
that was a crazy game. I mean, it was, that was definitely a day that I'll never forget. It just seemed like everything was clicking. But that's two totally different teams now, and so. I don't think you can expect anything like that, hopefully by either side.
Do you see any parallel there? I mean, that was kind of the game that, vaulted you in the national spotlight. In this game, national TV, if you're the one out there, could be a similar opportunity.
I don't think about that. I don't think about, you know, I don't think about if it's national TV or what it is. I know that it's a short week, and that opens up a whole new can of challenges and getting ready, especially after, you know, playing five quarters yesterday. There's a lot of guys that are going to be extra tired, extra sore, and there's a lot of football played yesterday. So people got to do a good job of making sure they get their bodies right.
Matt, do you believe you deserve to start after yesterday?
I don't know. I would like to start. You know, I definitely want to. But, you know, that's not my decision to make. You know, whoever's out there, you know, I just whoever's out there gives us the best chance. And whoever the coach feels that is, and whatever happens, you know, I'm here, and I do what they tell me to do.